We're going over all the bracha, everything we did till now. There was a few mistakes I think I made, and I'd like to go over the whole thing and clarify it. The first thing is baruch, and baruch, where the question is, the word blessing or baruch means that when you are lacking and God will give you something. And so the thing is that how could you bless God? It means that you're saying that God is lacking. So he said it's a type of metaphor. It's a type of metaphor that a slightly different than the usual type of metaphor, but it's where we change the direction. In other words, instead of saying blessing God, we say God is the source of all blessings. Okay? Why they put it that way, I don't know, but that's what they the second explanation, which we gave before, doesn't work, so leave that out. Okay. So, if there's any questions at any time, please interrupt me. Okay. Second point. It says, Atah Hashem. It's a contradiction, is because Atah, as I'm speaking to you, Hashem, as I'm speaking about God. So, I'm speaking either, am I speaking to God or about God? The answer is both. When I'm speaking about God, I'm speaking about what God is not. The only thing we could know about God himself is that he is not physical. What the thing is that I speak to God. I do not know why God deals with me and relates to me. Because King David said, what is man that he should be mentioned, that he should be thought of? So, and he doesn't give the answer. The reason why you can't answer it, because why God creates and why God does things is bound up in his nature. So you can't know the answer to this question. But you have to realize that it is a question. When you realize, as you start realizing the greatness of God and you realize the lowliness of yourself, it's hard to imagine why that God would relate to us. So that becomes a question at a very high level, okay? But however, the fact is that he does relate to us, and therefore we say Atah, okay? Then the next part of the bracha says, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, okay? So Elokeinu is talking about the God of Israel. Melech ha'olam is talking about the God of the hashkacha, in other words, the hashkacha on Israel and God's hashkacha, personal supervision, on other nations. Okay, now the word Elokim means justice. It's how God justice. That's hashkacha. The hashkacha is a judge. God makes a decision to change the laws of nature, either to benefit you or to harm you. That's hashkacha. It's based on good and evil. Okay? Now, the other nations, it's expressed by Melech. Melech is a metaphor for God. Okay? Now, Melech also judges. He gives laws and he judges. Okay? But the only thing is the Melech has control over his palace or the capital he could totally control. But however, outside that, he sends emissaries, which points to a lower type of hashkacha. So the thing is that other nations have a lower type of hashkacha. Okay? So now the question is, what's the difference between individual hashkacha and national hashkacha? Okay, so individual hashkacha is based on my knowledge of God, the two ideas of what he is not and his and the system of hashkacha. Okay? So his hashgacha is dependent on those two ideas. National hashgacha, it works like this. Every individual affects the nation. Whatever nation, whether it's Jewish or not Jewish, every individual affects the nation. If they're good, they affect it in one way. If they're bad, they affect it another way. There are some people that have a very great impact on the nation, where one person, there's a story where our sages say that one person held off the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash until he died. So that's in a good way. And then you see there was somebody that stole from Jericho. He stole from the Cherem, that which wasn't supposed to be touched. It was supposed to belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And we lost the war. The Hashgacha was taken away from the whole nation. So each individual affects the nation, but the impact of each individual can be different. Okay? So therefore that is how a nation is judged by God, whether they should be destroyed or should be benefited, it's based on the whole nation affecting each individual affects the whole nation, but the impact can be different.